ॐ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
We will start chapter 30 of Canto 3, in which we will find the downfall of men attached to their body, houses, etc. In the previous chapter, Bhagavan said, among men, one who is Brahman, he is superior. Superior to other. Other means Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Why superior? Because he is Sattvaguni. Among the Brahman, Vedagya is better, superior. Why? Because he has chosen his path, goal. Therefore, he is referring to Veda. Among the Vedagya, Arthagya is more better because he knows the Artha, meaning of the mantra. Among the Arthagya, Sansaycheta. Sansaycheta means after learning the meaning, he has reflected on it and he has got no doubt. He can remove the doubt of others also. Sansaycheta. And even better than that, he said, is the Sreyan Swakarmakrit. Better than Sansa Chitta is the one person who is doing his own duty according to Varna and Ashram. According to Varna and Ashram, the duties are all mentioned. He is better. Even better than that, he says, the Mukta Sangastato Bhuyat Adogda Dharma Atmana Mukta Sangha. One who is doing without attachment. The first one is doing his duties according to Varna and Ashram. Superior to that person who is doing his own duties, Mukta Sangha. Mukta Sangha, without attachment. And Adogdha Dharmatmana, and he is not expecting any fruit of action for himself. Even better than that, he said, is the person who has offered himself. Kaya Vacha Mansa, Bhagwan, this body is for you, I have given my mind also to you, and whatever action I am doing, it is for you, and I am doing it as a akarta. As a akarta, and samadarsanat, and who is a samdarshi? He is the best person. Kapil Bhagwan says, there is nobody superior to this type of person. So this is what we have to reach, where we have to reach, how we should act in the world. So Bhagavan has given us the guidance there. Then after that he discusses about the time and he says because of the time, everybody out of the fear, they all are working. Surya Tapati, the sun is giving heat, or the rain god is giving rain. All the trees and plants and keepers, they are giving fruits and flowers. So everything as if fear of that Kaal, because of that Bhagwan, they are all acting. Now what happens to the people who are not following what Bhagwan has said? What is to be done? Bhagwan has said. What is expected from us? Bhagwan has laid out the whole path. If we are not doing, what will happen? So now starts the chapter 13 of Canto 3.
अथ त्रिंशोऽध्यायः कपिल उवाच तस्येतस्स जनो नूनं नायं वेद उरुविक्रमं कालमानोऽपि बलिनः वायोरिव घनावलिः
तस्येतस्य ऑफ दिस वेरी टाइम फैक्टर भगवान हैज सेड आई एम काल कालोस्मि आई एम काल आई एम आल्सो टाइम सिटिंग इन एवरीबॉडी एंड चेंजिंग governing inside of this time factor janah persons nunam certainly nayam veda urvikramam they don't know janah the people they don't know what urvikramam the great strength of what kalyamano kalyamana strength of time People don't know the strength of time api balina. Vayo riva ghanavali. Ghanavali means the mass. Mass of clouds. As mass of cloud, they don't know the power of wind. The power of wind to shift the whole mass of. Last week or last 10 days, we got so much of snow here. That was the gross form. You can see all over. White seed. But before this gross product, it was in subtle form. Na? We can't remove even one spade, can't pick up. But so much of this subtle water was being sifted by Bhagwan. How? By the force of wind. But the cloud, they don't know. Similarly, we don't know the power of the time. We don't know the power of the time. Na ayam veda, we don't know. So from verse number 1 to 18, we will be seeing the life and death of the worldlings. Worldlings are those who are engaged in the worldly thing. The Lord Kapila says, just as a mass of cloud knows not the inordinate strength of the wind god, though driven here and there by Vayu, so the jeep surely does not know the enormous power of Kal. Time, though being subjected to repeated birth and deaths. Though. Because of this time, we are in the repeated birth and death. Why? They will tell. Why we are all in the cycle of birth and death. And how can we come out? Follow whatever says in the chapter 29. How to lead the life, Bhagwan has said. So Chanakya has said that you cannot buy a moment which you have lost even by paying hundred thousands of dollars. If we have lost one moment of life, it is not going to come back. Or at the time of death, if you say, oh Yamaraj, please wait here. I am giving you $100. Please wait for 5 minutes. Let my son come. I want to see him one. No. Nahi hoga. So all jiva are for a limited time in this body. That we know very well. All jiva are for the limited time. We have seen our ancestors are going away. We have seen. And we are also changing. Our body is changing. Slowly strength is also coming down. So this we are experiencing. Naradji has said in Narad Bhakti Sutra, Chanardham api vyartham naneyam. Chana ardham. Ardham is half. Chana moment. Even half moment should not be wasted. Should not be wasted. Because this time, wasted time will not come back again. It will never come back. So we should be very alert in utilizing time, both materially and spiritually. Be careful. We invest all our time in the material things, in acquiring material things. And in the spirituality, we don't have time. We don't have time for spirituality. And what should be our goal? Our goal should be to go beyond time within limited time. I should become infinite. I have got a limited time. Bhagwan has given me limited time. Within this limited time, I should get out of this. So power of time is compared to the power of wind, which takes clouds here and there. If we fail to achieve goal in the limited time, if we fail, then time will take us to the cycle of Janma and Mrityu. If we fail to reach our goal, to that timeless, which is beyond time, then we are still in the realm of Janma and Mrityu. So nothing is permanent in this world. We all know this thing very well. Nothing is permanent in this world. But we think that there is a joy content in the world. But there is no joy content. Bhagwan is saying, you come to me, I will give you the joy. There is no joy in the worldly objects. Bhagwan wants all of us to come to Bhagwan. Because we can experience infinite joy there. So having learnt all these things, we should plan our life. Plan. What should I do? Within this limited time, I have to go beyond time. How to do it? Okay. Many times I have said, you take from the world only that much which is needed, you know. Only that much. Rest of the time, you should devote for the spirituality. Devote it for the spirituality.
यम यम अर्थम उपादत्ते दुखेन सुखहेतवे तम तम धुनोति भगवान पुमान शोचति यत्कृते.
Now Bhagwan is saying, you see that this is the fact of life, reality. Yam yam artham upadatte, yam yam, whatever you take from this world, artham, object of the world, yam yam, whatever object you take, upadatte. So how did you get this? Dukkhena, with the great difficulty. You have to put in so much of effort. So much of effort. Why? Sukh hetave. You thought it will give me sukh. See? Maja dekho. Whatever yam yam, Bhagwan is saying, whatever you are getting from this world or taking from this world, how you are getting? Dukkh. With a lot of effort we have to put in. You think whatever bank balance you have got, how much effort we have to put in? How much time has already gone? All youth is gone. And why you have done? Sukhetve, for happiness I have done. Tam tam dhunoti, Bhagwan says, I will destroy all of them. Dhunoti. I will destroy each and everything. Dunoti. Bhagwan, Puman Sochati Yatkriti. Yatkriti, for which reason? Puman, the person. Then he Sochati. Sochati laments. When it is destroyed, we don't become happy. We become unhappy. So Bhagwan is trying to tell us, whatever we are trying to accumulate, acquire, everything, you are putting in lot of effort. What is the end result? Bhagwan says, I will destroy everything. And after that, you will lament. Dukh hoga. I have put in so much of effort and after that dukh is coming. So the Almighty Bhagwan Kal destroys each and every object the jeev acquires with the great pain for sukh, and for whose loss he grieves much. So time is the representative of Lord, and in time everything will perish. We know this thing very well. In time everything will perish. We all are engaged in material development or economic development to become happy, but we forget that everything will be destroyed in time. I need not elaborate. When you have got free time, you think over whatever you have accumulated, in whatever form, whatever you have accumulated, in whatever form, it is going to be destroyed by Bhagavan. And we have seen great kingdom empires constructed with the great pain. Once I visited London, you know, in that near their parliament, they have got some building. And on one building, you know, there was some written, United Kingdom ruled how many countries? USA, India, Africa, a lot of countries are written all around. And there used to be one saying that the sun never sets in the British Empire, you see. That was saying. Now think what has happened. How much effort they put in to conquer all these countries? They have to put in effort. After 200, 500, 1,000 years, whatever it may be, all gone. What is the position of UK now? Its economy is also down. See? So this is waste of energy by Ajnani not knowing his eternal nature. We don't know our eternal nature. Why you are running about the ephemeral things? We can get that eternal thing. Not knowing this thing, they are running. He tried to improve his economic condition. Law. We all are trying to improve our economic condition. And we are all sleeping toward our spiritual condition. Kya hoga? This is fact of life. We all know this thing. Guruji says, those who do not follow dharma, upasana, bhakti and jnana. Those who do not follow dharma, upasana, bhakti, jnana. That means this is all sidetracked. You are not giving any time to all these things. We are putting time into OET only. Improving your economic condition. The Bhagavan, the Guruji says, Lord makes them cry and weep. Why? They all will be destroyed in course of time. And if Lord wants a devotee to come to him, he takes away his wealth, etc., and make him dukhi. We know the story of a Brahman. Only one cow was there and Bhagavan came. And saw that he has got only one attachment, one cow. He took away the cow also. Cow died. Now no attachment. He became mukta. Next.
Yadhruvasya dehasya sanu bandhasya durmatihi dhruvani manyate mohat grihakshetra vasunicha.
This is all our autobiography. We are all in the same, you know, circumstances. Yat adhruvasya. Yat means which is adhruvasya. Dhruva means permanent. Adhruva means which is not permanent. That which is not permanent, what are those things? Dehasya, body of body. Sanubandhasya, all people related to this body. Or anything which is related to this body, durmati, misguided people. Durmati, they don't have the sumati, they have got the durmati. What they are doing? Dhruvani manyate, they think this is permanent. Dhruvani, one which is adhruva, adhruva means impermanent. Deluded person think dhruvani, permanent, manyate. Why? Moha. Because of delusion, not understanding properly. What are these things? Griha, house. Setra, land. Vasuni, wealth. So the misguided jeev does not know that his very body is impermanent and the attraction of home, land and wealth, which are in relation to that body, are also temporary. Out of ignorance only, he thinks that everything is permanent. This is our understanding. We always try to make our body permanent, our house permanent, our car permanent, our wealth permanent. Nahi hota hai. It will never happen. So ignorant people, they think those who are coming to satsang, they are fools.
Is it not so? But these people are trying to find out the eternal thing. They are the most wise person in this world. They are trying to get the tattva. Who is actually deluded? Agyanis are deluded. Agyanis are deluded. They think body, relative, house, etc. are permanent, and they continue to strengthen or increase their wealth or improve their economic condition. 99.99% of the people are all engaged in improving their economic condition. They think about their 7 generations to follow. Iske liye bhi rakke jayenge, uske liye bhi rakke jayenge. They don't know they can throw away or they can waste, they can misuse the property and the wealth in one day and everything can be gone. So this is prey of Maya. Gani knows everything is anitya in this world. Therefore he is always tuned to the Nitya Bhagwan or Atma and takes from the Jagat only that much what is needed. Bhagwan is never saying that you don't take from this world. Without the food or without light, shelter, we cannot stay. So long the pranas are going on, whether you're a jnani or a jnani, you have to eat, you have to drink water. You take that much. That's all. Next.
Janturvai bhavai tasmin yam yam yonim manu vrajet tasyam tasyam salabhate nirvritim navirajyate.
Another thing Bhagwan is saying, this is also true. Jantu means the living entity, any jiva, jantu vai. Bhava etasmin, in this worldly existence, etasmin, this worldly existence, yam yam yoni, whatever yoni you get, whatever form, whatever upadhi you get, a mosquito upadhi or a bee upadhi or a any animal, anything, or a tree, whatever upadhi, anubrajet may obtain, according to our vasana, we'll get that upadhi, anubrajet, tasyam tasyam salavate nibrittim, and in that he achieves satisfaction. He achieves satisfaction there only. Na virajyate, and he never develops vairagya. Never develops vairagya. Whatever yoni you get, you feel happy there. In that form, you always feel happy and you don't get any vairagya from there. So the jeev in this world finds delight in whatever species of life he is born into and never feels aversion for it. So each being in its own upadhi feels happy. You ask a mosquito, he will say, there is nobody like me. I fly and sing all time. Sometimes I come and want to. I want to sing for you, but you people don't like it. That is another thing. But I am the most happiest person, happiest jiva. Ask a rich person. He will say, you know, my standard of living, I am the happiest person. See, it's because of his condition, upadhis, his wealth. He will say, he's the happiest person. Ask a beggar sitting or sleeping under a bridge or without any home, he will say, I am also happy. Because in the sleep, whether a rich person or a poor person, they experience the same sukh. It's not different sukh. Not different sukh. Even a pig who eats stool or feels happy, but a person of higher upadhi may think of the miserable condition of pig. Pigs eat all dirty things. They want to live there only. But they are happy. They're happy. And Thakur Ramakrishna said, even if you think that a worm in the gutter, he's happy there. But if you think that, no, let me take out that worm from the gutter, from the drain, filthy drain, and keep it in the pot of a basmati rice grain. I want to give him a better life. A worm of the drain, he's happy there. I am thinking, no, he's not happy. Let me take out that worm and let him a good condition, you know. What is good? Basmati rice. I am keeping it in the pot of the basmati rice in the store. He will die there. He will die. Idea is everybody is happy in its own upadhi. How is it happening? It is a play of Maya. It is the play of Maya's avaran and vichep sakti. Maya creates this way. It deludes everybody. Next.
Narakastopi deham vai napuman saktumichati narakyam nirvrito satyam deva maya vimohita.
Narakastopi, even situated in narak, in the hell. And deham vai, whatever body you got in the narak. You see, all the bodies are different, you know. Narak body is different. Many times you might have listened or seen in other Puran, they will make you pakoda, they will fry you in the hot oil. But you will enjoy there, that body is like that. This body will not able to go there. But that body is different. But he enjoyed that also. Narkastopi deham vai puman taktum, na puman taktum. He doesn't want to leave that form. In Narak also, whatever form he gets, he is happy with that. Narakyam nibrito satyam dev maya vimohita, and hellish condition, nibrito, but he is enjoying. In Narak also he is enjoying. We think the pig who is eating all dirty things, it is hell. Ask pig. He will say, I am enjoying very much. Dev maya vimohita. They are deluded by dev maya. So deluded by maya, jeev is satisfied with his body in hell also. Jeev is engrossed with the satisfaction of possible through hell body. Would not like to part even that body. Once Indra was cursed for his bad behavior. No? And curse was given by Brihaspati, guru of devtas. And Indra became a hawk or a pig. Later Brahmaji thought, once he has been cursed, now I must lift him, take him out. Now Brahmaji said, "Are you come out from this?" He doesn't want to come out of that big body. Who? Indra! नहीं आना चाहता है। I am happy there. So this is Maya. Indra forgot the standard of Swarga and is happy in the hog body also, hog upadhi also. What is our story? Bhagwan at the end of Bhagavad Gita says, "Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mochishyami ma sucha." Bhagwan is saying only, I'm not going to detail Bhagwan, the crux of this sloka is that Bhagwan is saying you are attached to the world. You just give up the attachment, it is acquired by you. I'm not telling you to leave the worldly objects, I'm only telling you just leave the attachment, that's all. Are we able to do? No. We are not interested in giving up the attachment. We think this attachment is giving me happiness. We don't want to give up. So what is the difference between hog and a human being? He also doesn't want to give up the body. And we also don't want to listen to what Kapil Bhagwan is saying. And whatever is being said is all true. ఇట్ ఈజ్ అవర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆల్సో. నెక్స్ట్
ఆత్మజాయా సుతాగార పశుద్రవిణ వంధుషు నిడూఢ మూల హృదయ ఆత్మానం బహుమన్యతే.
నౌ వేర్ ఆర్ వి అటాచ్డ్ దట్ ఆల్సో కపిల్ భగవాన్ ఈ సేజ్ ఆత్మ బాడీ జాయా వైఫ్ ఆర్ యు కెన్ సే స్పౌజ్ సుత చిల్డ్రన్ అగార్ అగార్ హోమ్ పశు ఎనిమల్స్ డూ యూ హ్యావ్ పెట్ అట్ యువర్ హోమ్ ఎనీబడి పశు యూ గో టు అమెరికన్ హౌస్ హోల్డ్ అండ్ సీ ద పశు యూ హ్యావ్ టు కీప్ దెమ్ విత్ రెస్పెక్ట్ విత్ ఫుల్ అమెనిటీస్ అండ్ పర్ హ్యావ్ దేర్ ఈస్ సమ్ లా ఆల్సో హియర్ You can't even misbehave with them. Pasu. Then Dravina, wealth, Bandhusu, friends, Niruda Moola Hride. Mind is fully, deeply attached, deeply rooted and attached to all these things. Dekho, humari kahani hai ki nahi? Are we not deeply attached to body, spouse? Jaya means wife. Let us take it, spouse, children, home, animal. Once upon a time, animal used to be wealth. Therefore, pasu, dravina, wealth, bandhusu, friends or relatives, atmanam bahumanyate, and such person considers himself blessed. A person who is attached to all these things, he considers himself very fortunate. I am a fortunate person. I have got so many things and I am attached to that. Kapil Bhagwan is saying, it is our story. We all are attached in this fashion. So with his heart deeply attached to body, wife, progeny, house, animals, wealth and relatives, he deems himself blessed or fortunate. We many times say, we are fortunate, we have got this wealth. We are fortunate, I have got a son. Look fortunate. So thus, attachment to anatma will keep a jeev in transmigration mode. Even told by Guru and Shastra that these are the cause of bandhan, he thinks that the economic development is blessing of the Lord. Our understanding. Shastra is saying, leave this attachment. Shastra is not saying that leave the object. Shastra is only saying leave the attachment only. But we think this is our economic development, this is blessing of the Lord. Man, forget the real goal of life. And in that, we are all forgotten. But a time will come when we have to leave. We have to leave all these things forcibly. Whether you like it or you don't like it, you have to leave everything. Everything you have to leave. Next.
సందయ్యమాన సర్వాంగ ఏషాముద్వహనాదినా కరోతి అవిరతం మూఢః దురితాని దురాశయః.
సందయ్యమానం బర్నింగ్, హౌ వి ఆర్ మెయింటైనింగ్ అవర్ ఫ్యామిలీ. సీ సందయ్యమానం బర్నింగ్ వేర్ సర్వాంగ ఆల్ ఓవర్ ఏషాం దిస్ ఫ్యామిలీ మెంబర్స్ maintaining these family members, udvahan means maintaining, adhina, with anxiety, with lot of anxiety, we have to earn and maintain this family. Karoti performs abhiritam, without stop. Abhiritam, moodha, moodha means Bhagwan, Kapil Bhagwan says, mood, fool. Oh, fool. Duritani durasa, evil minded, they do sinful activities. Sinful activities. Those of you who are earning. In earlier days, only male member used to earn and the other females, they used to look after the household only. Here Kapil Bhagwan is saying about that person who is earning. How is earning? With lot of stress and anxiety. It's not easy to earn. You all know how difficult it is to earn. With a lot of anxiety and stress, he earns. And sometimes we have to do something wrong also. Something wrong also we do. So burning all over with anxiety to maintain them all, the evil-minded fool jiva incessantly commits sin. The family we maintain is created by Maya. We all are harassed and full of anxiety for maintaining small family in Kali Yuga. Very difficult. Small family, 2+1, not even parent. Very difficult to maintain in Kali Yuga. We commit sins also to fulfill our selfish desires. Kuch chahiye, theek hai. Sometimes we do the shortcut methods also. So here we change our body sometimes to we go to the lower yoni, sometimes to the upper yoni, and we are never interested to become eternal, you know. We don't want to leave the attachment. We are ready to go to the lower yoni, upper yoni, but isko chhodega nahi, nahi chhodenge. Are detach and attach, you get here the permanent soak. Only this much is to be done. Nahin hota hai. So because of our attachment to the family, house, etc., we are burning, suffering. This is wrong attachment. Therefore, already when I started today, I told you about the Mukta Sangha. Remember Mukta Sangha? We have to act in the world detached way. Without any attachment. 8 and 9 together.
Akshipta atmendriya strinam asatinam chamayaya raho rachitayav alapaihi shishunam kalabhashinam griheshu kuta dharmeshu dukha tantreshu atandritaha kurvan dukha pratikaram sukhavat manyate grihi.
Achipta means the charm. Charm by what? Atma indriya. Atma means mind here. Indriya means senses. Strinam asatinam. Mind and senses attracted to stri. Which type of stri? Asati. Who is a sati? A virtuous or a good man is called sati. Other than sati is asatinam. Asatinam. Maya, raha. Raha means in a solitary place. Solitary place with the asatinam stri. Extramarital relationship. All our cinemas, all serials, you will find one male, two females, or one female, two males. Story is all around only these. Three characters are to be there, that's all. Now, whenever you see any serial or cinema, you'll find these three. Raha in a solitary way. Rachitya means displayed, alapai, and talking, embracing. Sisunam kalabhasinam, and the children with the sweet words. One is the person is attached to asatinam stri, number one. Or sisunam kalabhasinam, or the sweet words of the children. Grihesu, in family life, kut dharmesu, practice of the falsehood, dukkha tantresu, spreading dukkha. So in the griha, sometimes we have to do lot of shortcuts. Practice of falsehood, atandrita means attentive, kurvan, he is doing. Dukkha pratikaram. Dukkha pratikaram means counter actions of dukkha. So people think if I reduce my dukkha, sukhavat manyate. He thinks sukha gaya. If I am successful in reducing my dukkha, I consider I am sukhi. Grihi, householder. So with the mind and the senses captivated by the charms of a lewd woman, Strinam Asatinam, as well as the enchanted by the sweet words of the small children, the householder remains attached to his home life, which is mainly full of troubles and duties. While performing duties and if he succeeds in averting calamities, he deems himself happy. I am able to avert sorrow. Oh, I am happy. So Mahatmas who have not entered Grihastha Ashram, many Mahatmas, they have not entered into Grihastha Ashram. So they think that Grihastha Ashram is a prison. And in a prison, prisoner is shackled by chain. Same way, jeev is shackled by the charming beauty of woman or the sweet words or the solitary embraces of Asatinam. Asatinam, Srinam. It's a prison. Actually, the Srinam, Asatinam, that love, that embrace, that solitary meeting, that agitates our mind. That agitates our mind. Actually, real love is not in the material world. It is the same love if it is directed toward the Bhagwan, Paramparam Supa Bhakti, then it will give you a different result. It is sense gratification only. In this world, we are always satisfied with the sense gratification. When children are born, then next attraction is the sweet word, then a person becomes Grihamedi, and the center of attraction becomes wife, children, and home. So there are two words in the Shastra. One is the Grihamedi, and another is Grihastha. Who is a Grihastha? Grihastha remembers his goal of life. Grihamedi has forgotten his goal of life. Grihamedi has forgotten his goal of life. He is interested in his family, children, and wealth, home. I will not ask you, find out where you are. Whether you are Grihamedi or Grihastha. Grihastha remembers his goal of life. Grihamedi has forgotten his life because his center of attraction is his home, children, and wife. That's all. Khatam. So Lord says, this world is dukkhalaya and asaswatam. There is no sukh in dukkhalaya. If we are experiencing sukh in dukkhalaya, it is illusion only. In dukkhalaya, what we are trying to reduce our dukkha only always. Always, continuously, we are trying to dukkha, 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 dukkha. A very recent simple example. Coronavirus has come. If I get injection, I am sukhi. Why? This dukkha is not going to come to me. Is it not so? If I get an injection, first shot 70%, Primalji has said me. Second shot 95%. I am happy. I am going to get my second shot. I am happy. Why? Are I have averted their dukkha. Continuously we are doing this thing. So Lord is not criticizing the whole Stri Jati. Don't misunderstand. He is not criticizing the whole Stri Jati. He is criticizing only Kulta Stri, Asatinam Stri. Asatinam. So people consider reduction of sorrow is sukh, but it is not. And Mahatma gave a beautiful example. A person is carrying a load, and after some time he sits down and take the load and keep it on the ground. Ask him whether your dukkha is over. No. He is just resting, trying to get more energy. After that again he has to take the burden and again go.
अर्थैरापादितैर् गुर्व्या हिंसयेतस्ततश्च तान् पुष्णाति येषां पोषेण शेषभुग्याति अध स्वयम्
अर्थै बै वेल्थ् अर्थै आपादितै आपादितै मीन्स् सिक्योर्ड् गुर्व्या ग्रेट् एण्ड् Hinsaya, hinsaya, hinsaya means by violence. Tata, tata, tan, here and there. When he's earning money, then he's doing some vinsa also. Hinsa, some violent actions are being done for getting the money. Why? Pushnati, for maintaining. Yesam, whom? Posena, maintenance. Sesa bhugyati adhasvayam. Sesa bhugyati. Sesa bhugyati means whatever money is brought in, then after that it goes to household, then the everything is made and cooked and everything. But what the bread earner will eat? Sees the remnant. First he will give it to the children. That is what we do. And to other people, we'll take, see that everybody has got his their meal and everything. Says whatever is remnant, he will take. And adha, adha swayam. And swayam goes downward. Why goes downward? Because hinsaya. He has earned money with hinsa. Some violent things. Who will be responsible for his karma? Not the family member. They will say it is your duty to earn and bring money. Kaise laya, I don't know. So through money procured from here and there by committing violence, many people have to do this thing. Violence. He maintains his family, he goes to hell for his wrong action. For earning money, he enjoys his earning only what is left after nursing the family members. Ek to paisa kamaya so with great difficulty, and that also committed some sin also. For that, he has to go adha yoni. And what he is eating? Leftovers. The person for whom I have stolen accuses me of being a thief. My wife will say, you are a thief. You chori kiya. I didn't tell you. And in Bhagavat Mahatma, we have seen the story in the beginning in the Mahatma. So to maintain a family, a person acts in so many ways, sometimes does illegal work also, for which he has to go to hell. But family members are still not satisfied. Same way, in the politics also, we will find many people doing wrong work. Why in politics? In the business also. In business also, there are many insider traders. Insider traders. If you are a chief executive officer of your company, you know this year how much your company is going to make money, profit. Before it is leaked out to the public, you know the moment this information goes to the stock market, the prices of our company stock will go up. And before releasing it to the market, you go to the market and buy lot of shares. After that, the result is published, then the prices of the stock goes up. You go and sell it after 2 days. What happens? You make a lot of money. In politics also, it's like that. Everywhere is like that. And sometimes those people are caught and sent to jail. Or sometimes the politicians are killed also.
वार्तायां लुप्तमानायां आरब्धायां पुनः पुनः लोभ विभूतो निसत्त्वः परार्थे कुरुते स्पृहां.
Now after that वार्तायां, when his occupation लुप्यमानायां, लुप्यमान is hampered, business is hampered, or your service is no more, you are in service, your service is terminated, you are no more employed. Arabdham puna puna, undertaken again and again. Lobh abhibhito, out of greed. Abhibhut means overwhelmed. నిస్సత్వ రూయిండ్ పరార్థే కుర్తే స్ప్రియాం అండ్ హీ ట్రై సీయింగ్ ద వెల్త్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్. అబ్ ఉస్కా తో పైసా లే లో, ఉస్కా ధన్ లే లో. యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ సిస్ థింగ్ ఇన్ యువర్ ఫ్యామిలీ ఆల్సో. సపోజ్ యూ ఆర్ అర్నింగ్ వెల్, యువర్ బ్రదర్ సిస్టర్ ఆర్ ద జాయింట్ ఫ్యామిలీ, దే లాస్ట్ మనీ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇల్లీగల్ ఇమ్మారల్ వర్క్ దే డిడ్. దెన్ వాట్ దే విల్ సీ డూ? దే విల్ ట్రై టు బై ద జాయింట్ ప్రాపర్టీ. ఐ ఆమ్ ఆక్యుపాయింగ్, ఐ విల్ టేక్ ద హోల్ షేర్. యూ ఆర్ సిట్టింగ్ ఇన్ అమెరికా, వాట్ యూ విల్ డూ ద ప్రాపర్టీ ఇన్ ఇండియా? వై డూ యూ నీడ్? ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ మనీ. సబ్ మెరకు దో. సో వెన్ హీ ఫైండ్స్ హిస్ బిజినెస్ హ్యాంపర్డ్ దో రిసీవ్డ్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ దో రిన్యూడ్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ హీ లూజెస్ పేషెన్స్ అండ్ ఓవర్ పవర్డ్ బై గ్రీడ్ లాంగ్స్ ఫర్ అదర్స్ వెల్త్ లాంగ్ ఫర్ అండ్ అగైన్ హీ డూయింగ్ సిన్ఫుల్ యాక్ట్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ గ్రీడ్ హీ వాంట్ టేక్ అదర్స్ వెల్త్ వాట్ విల్ ద రిజల్ట్ when the karma fall will come again he will suffer again he will suffer
kutumba bharana kalpah manda bhagyo vrithodyamah sriya vihina kripanah dhyayan swasiti mudathih
kutumba bharana kutumba mana family maintaining akalpa akalpa means unable manda bhagya unfortunate vritha udyam vritha means in vain udyam means his effort sriya vihina bereft of any wealth sriya or beauty kripana wretched dhyan savasiti murdi dhyan means the grieving and he sighs such a fool or manda buddhi or dull intellect he sighs so his efforts coming to naught through bad luck he becomes moneyless and is no longer able to maintain family. Puzzled in mind, he always thinks of his failure, full of anxiety, and heaps deep sighs. It is the time of misfortune, sorrows. It gives anxiety. So this thing happens. Then after that, what happens? 13.
Evam swabharana kalpam tatkalatradayastatha నాద్రియంతి యథా పూర్వం కీనాశైవ గోజరం
ఏవం దస్ స్వభరణ అకల్పం అకల్పం ఇస్ అనేబుల్ టు మెయింటైన్ దెమ్ అండ్ ద బ్యాడ్ టైమ్ ఇస్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు మెయింటైన్ అకల్పం తత్ కలత్ర ఆదయ తత్ హిజ్ కల కలత్ర మీన్స్ వైఫ్ ఆదయ మీన్స్ ఎట్సెట్రా తథా సో Nadriyante, don't respect. They don't respect. Yatha purvam, as before. As before. Earlier he was earning. There was a lot of respect for him. After he is out of job, family no more respect. Yatha purvam. Kinasa eva gojaram. Go Jaram. And Kapil Bhagwan is giving a beautiful example. Like a Kinasa. Kinasa means a farmer. Farmer has got an ox and that ox has become old. Go Jaram. Jaram means old. The ox has become old. So it's a liability on farmer. He has become old. Not useful. But still he has to maintain. Similarly, so seeing him unable to support them, his wife and others do not treat him with the same respect as before, even as miserly farmers do not accord the same treatment to their old and worn out oxen. Same thing Shankaracharya ji writes in Bhaj Govindam. Yavat vitto parjan sakta tavat nij parivaro rakta paschat jivati jarjar dehe vartam kupina prichyati gaye. So long you are earning, very good, very good, very good. A lot of respect is there. When you are not able to earn, they will not ask you. From time immemorial, no one like the old man who is unable to earn. Sometimes they are given poison, killed, or some cannibalistic society, they kill sportingly grandfather. I read somewhere, it is when I was shocked. They kill grandfather, useless ho gaya ab. And what they do? The feast is held and in which his body is eaten. Cannibal, they eat. Here example is given is of the old bull who has ceased to work. Farmer does not like him. It is burden on him. Similarly, old men are not liked by children or respected. See all around you, you will find many examples like that. You will find many, many examples. So what is to be done? It is judicious to give up the attachment to the family before such situation arise and turn to Bhagwan. He will take care of me. He will take care of me. What should be done in the old age? Kapil Bhagwan is going to tell us in the next few verses. That we will see in our next class.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.